Canton man accused of killing two women now being held on $3 million bond. 46-year-old Daryl Washington was arraigned Friday in municipal court on aggravated murder and aggravated arson charges. A status conference scheduled for Tuesday. Canton police say Katina Spells and Courtney Yeager were found shot Sunday inside a burning apartment on Allen Page Drive Southeast. 43-year-old Eric Lamar of Canton is charged with aggravated arson, evidence tampering and obstructing justice, and is being held on a $2 million bond. 41-year-old Melissa Terrell of Canton faces the same charges and remains at large. Louisville woman headed to prison after pleading guilty to a killing. 54-year-old Yolanda Lowry entered her plea Monday in Starr County Common Pleas Court. Judge Taryn Heath sentenced her to 15 years to life for murder, kidnapping, tampering with evidence, and gross abuse of a corpse. 54-year-old Jerry Morris of Canton was found dead in Akron in August 2025. Police say he was killed in Canton. Lowry's mother, 70-year-old Dorothy Lowry of Canton, pleaded not guilty and is undergoing treatment at Heartland Behavioral Health in Massillon. A Canton man will spend 6 to 9 years in prison after pleading guilty to felonious assault. 20-year-old Johnny Range was initially charged with attempted murder prior to his indictment last month. Canton police say he assaulted a 63-year-old man June 18th near Walnut Avenue and 9th Street Northeast. Common Pleas Judge Krissa Hartnett sentenced Range Thursday, giving him credit for 54 days served. Canton woman and a Strongsville man are facing dozens of charges after police say they broke into churches and other buildings to film inside for social media. 22-year-old Angelica Cobley was arrested Thursday on a warrant. 26-year-old Timothy Ortiz of Strongsville also charged. Each faces 14 counts of criminal mischief and 14 counts of criminal trespass. They allegedly entered multiple properties without permission to film the interiors. For social media clout on an unspecified date, Cobley is scheduled to be arraigned Monday in Canton Municipal Court. Columbus area man headed to the grand jury after waiving his preliminary hearing Thursday on charges stemming from an August 1st assault in Plain Township. 56-year-old Stephen Looney of Etna allegedly struck a man in the head with a metal workout bar and pushed his girlfriend at a Bear Circle Northeast apartment complex. He's also accused of backing a vehicle into a woman at the address. She was taken to Mercy Medical Center with visible injuries. Looney faces charges of felonious assault and domestic violence. Marlington Board of Education has approved a 5-year financial forecast that shows growing budget pressures. The document okayed Thursday expects revenue to remain relatively flat while expenses continue to rise. Property tax reform also expected to reduce revenue through taxpayer credits, with the impact expected to be nearly $1.6 million per year. Deficit spending projected at about $490,000 next year, growing to nearly $5.8 million by 2031. Paris Township trustees asking voters to approve a 2-mil road levy. The issue, which the board recently voted to place on the November 3rd ballot, would run for 5 years. Trustees say current funding isn't enough for needed road and bridge work. Levy expected to raise roughly $258,000 a year. It would cost $70 for each $100,000 of market value. Columbiana County's new archives facility in Lisbon could be opened by next month. County Commissioner Tim Ginter says the $7.2 million project should reach substantial completion within the next 2 weeks. Morning Journal reports a delay involving the fire suppression system has been resolved and shelving is now being installed. The county plans to move records from several locations into the roughly 24,000-square-foot secure facility. Two women were injured after an early morning incident Friday on Youngstown's east side. Police called to a Cassius Avenue home for a fight around 3:30. WKBN-TV reports a woman suffered a knife wound to her hand during an argument. She had reportedly been kicked out of the home. Another woman, who was 8 months pregnant, was stabbed in the side. Her injuries were not considered life-threatening. The attacker expected to face a felonious assault charge. Both were taken to St. Elizabeth Health Center. Mahoning County prosecutor asking a judge to reconsider dismissing a felonious assault charge against a Youngstown man after evidence was mistakenly sent to the wrong email address. Prosecutors say police did respond in time to a request for evidence in the case against 28-year-old Marcus Jones, but the report was not actually sent to the defense attorney. Jones' attorney, David Beatrice, successfully sought dismissal of the charge July 29th, saying he did not receive evidence needed to prepare for trial. Jones pleaded guilty to two other felony charges and is awaiting sentencing. Assistant Prosecutor Patrick Fenning took responsibility for the error, saying the report was sent to a wrong email address. Beatrice has filed a motion opposing reconsideration. Jones scheduled for sentencing September 22nd.